You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come on, think positive. It's another day in paradise. You got to pump it up. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty to talk about, but right now it's your turn. What's irritating you? What's rubbing your rhubarb the wrong way? Actually, we call it What's Bugging You, because it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825.
I got one.
Greg, you're up.
I'm glad you called me since I'm on the front row here. So I'm not talking about the cyclists who take it serious. That's not what I'm talking about. But sometimes it's the idiot on a bicycle. The ones that, and this happened coming out of my neighborhood the other day, which, by the way, I've got to kind of, you know, I've got a stop sign because my neighborhood's on a semi-busy street. And you got to kind of creep out because there's trees and shrubs on both sides, okay? Dude comes, first off, he's riding on the sidewalk, which is fine. I don't care. But he's going against traffic. The reason they want other vehicles, cyclists, whatever, going with traffic is so that you're looking the common direction from which you have to worry about running into someone or them running into you. But this dude is going the opposite way of traffic on his bike, full speed. Does he stop at my street? No.
No.
He goes, oh, I'm on a bike. Well, yeah, but you're not following any of the rules.
Right.
You're going the wrong way. You're not in the bike lane. And, yeah, so that really bugs me because, like, if I hit him suddenly, you know, the driver is the bad guy. Oh, you
right.
hit a bicyclist. Well, no, he's doing all the wrong things.
Yeah.
In fact, if you go back old school, if you're riding on a like in that scenario, you'd get off your bike and you'd walk it across the second
street. And
you'd
never see that.
You'd never see that unless it's a kid who knows better.
But that's what it's supposed to
be. But going
to
the wrong way and just blowing through, I'm like, dude, I was not looking for you for him that way, because there shouldn't be anybody coming at a high rate of speed on a bicycle on the sidewalk.
Well, I'm going to tag right along with you on that. And it was this morning when I was coming to work, which, of course, it's before 4 a.m., and I see bicyclists going down near the roadway. And, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and they don't have any lights on their bikes. And there's two of them. And this is a specific area where the cops love to camp out because the speed limit drops very quickly to go over the little bridge.
Right.
It goes all the way down to 35. So the cops are there every day. It's a field day during the day. Oh, especially they love Sunday mornings. Like, why do you hate people going to church? So they're out there every Sunday morning on clear, dry, nice days. But 4 o'clock in the morning, where are they? You should be there pulling that bicycle over. These bicycles had no lights, no rear light, no front light. It's 4 a.m. What the heck are they doing? It would be nice to have a little check and see and then tell them, you have to have a light on this bike.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Let's go to Shep and find out what's bugging you.
Well, I got a bicycle story for you. We're going to have to go back to the Occupy Wall Street days. I was a limo driver at that time. I was driving a 10-passenger stretch limousine, going past, you know, the protesters and all that, and some joker on a bicycle, rather than being in the bike lane, he was right there in traffic, you know, slowing people down. So, you know, I hit the horn on the limousine. He gives me the one-finger salute, and he starts to, you know, pedal faster, and then he stops, and pedal faster, and then he stops. You know, I'm sorry, I just don't get it. I mean, I'm driving a 10-passenger stretch, and he's basically all exposed. I mean, how stupid do you have to be to do that? Hey, that's what's bugging me.
Yeah,
see you later, guys.
Yeah, some of them have an attitude.
That's true.
Yeah, let's go to Jen. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. What's bugging me is that one complaint that I have about Trump is that he didn't characterize alligator Alcatraz correctly. He should have called it swamp pumpy camp. You know, all cuddly, you know, this is a treat. They're swamp puppies. I mean, yeah. Who could be upset with that? So that's what's bugging me, guys. Have a good day.
That's a good, you need to, yeah, you need to send those ideas.
We'll pass that along. Yeah. Because everybody loves the swamp puppies. They're
that's
so
right.
cute. Yes.
Let's go to, good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
So I'm in an establishment where they got all the TVs, but there's no sound on, and I'm sitting next to some people in a, came on, I guess it was on Newsmax, something about mosquitoes being a problem in alligator Alcatraz. And I said to the guy next to me, I said, man, can you even believe they're worried about mosquitoes in that place for illegals? And he's like, there's no illegals there. And I went, do you think they built that place to house people that aren't illegal? And it just turned into a ridiculous conversation.
Wow.
And it's bugging me. You just can't even believe what I had to leave. God
wow.
bless America.
Yeah, tell the guy to put a sign on his lawn, you know, as long. MS-13, welcome here.
Yeah.
You know, TDA, welcome here. Gangs, welcome here at my house.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Doors open.
Idiots.
Yeah, my border is open. Yeah. I know.
Approaching 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation. What's bugging you? And coming up at 8:35, former Green Beret and current Florida State Senator Jay Collins is going to join us and talk about everything from sanctuary cities to the state budget to the great stuff he did flying some people back from Israel. Details on all of that coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.